Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Have you looked up in the sky and seen the writing in the heavens as they twinkle? Our modern world diminishes much of the wonder by talking about distances and stars and planets and astrological events as if they're random occurrences. In our story today, the Magi saw these heavenly bodies filled with the message of the Creator who made them. Now, after the Christ was born, that's Jesus of Nazareth, in the king of Judea, in the city of Bethlehem, when Herod was king of Judea, a small entourage of Magi arrived in the capital city of Jerusalem. This is a small group of wise men who were astrologers, who searched the heavens for celestial events. They saw in the heavens a great star in the east that announced the birth of the King of the Jews. The Magi had traveled a great distance to worship the newborn king. They wanted to know where to find him, so they stopped off in the capital of Jerusalem. Herod, who was king, was absolutely baffled after talking to the Magi because he had no idea what they were talking about. He called over his chief priests and scribes and asked them if they knew what the Magi were talking about. "Oh, yes, king. The Magi are looking for the Messiah. He's to be born in Bethlehem, the city of David, foretold by our prophets." Then Herod quietly consulted with the Magi as to when this star appeared. He gave them directions to Bethlehem and asked that they return with news of where they found the king, so he himself could also go worship this King of the Jews. When the Magi found Joseph and Mary and the baby, they fell to the ground and worshiped him. They opened their treasures, presenting him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Though the Magi did not return to Herod, but left by a different route, being warned in a dream by God. And Mary, she treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The Magi have stepped into the middle of my story and stepped back out, leaving only a few treasures. But if you study the prophecies, you will find that even these gifts all have meaning and pointing to the one who has arrived into our world. Since we're talking about kings and political power, all this will come at a cost. The streets will be filled with blood. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.